Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 3rd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Jen. How you doing, Jen?
Doing well. Happy to be back and talk about some more Big Brother.
Yes, very exciting. We are going to talk to you about everything going on the Big Brother Canopus 6 live feeds yesterday. And we had some more flip-flopping, some more changing of the plans from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. We're going to see how it goes moving forward. So let's get started here. Yes, Nina says my sound is weird. Okay, hold on. Jen, you can lead us off. We started with Will talking about his plan with Erica, talking about Marin.
Yeah, basically, Will was saying that they should keep Ryan, and saying that Marin was going after Erica, and that Marin was saying that everyone should be going after Erica, and he was telling Johnny this, and they were kind of debating on whether or not they should tell Erica and kind of see what they could do in regards to keeping Ryan. Yeah.
Yes. Do I sound any better to anybody? Let me know. Will has this plan. He wants to, tell Erica now that Marin is coming for you. Marin is coming for you. Be careful. And this is going along with the plan to get Marin out of the house because he wants Ryan to stay. He thinks that Marin is getting close to Derek and Kayla. We talked about this yesterday. This was happening as we were talking to you on the update yesterday. And he thinks that Ryan is going after Derek and Kayla, so he feels like Ryan would be a better person to stay in the house. And Erica, she's hearing this. She feels like I'm kind of hearing what you're putting down here, Will.
Yeah, it seemed like she was really kind of adaptive to what he was saying, and was more, I don't know what words I'm trying to say, but she was very open to the idea and seemed that she understood what Will was saying and where he was coming from, and seemed that she was starting to open her mind to the possibility of going back to getting Marin out.
Yes. So Maddie and Ryan have a conversation, and Maddie is basically telling Ryan, coaching him up, telling him this is what you need to be saying because the numbers are, they're not looking good. They're not looking good for you right now. She's like, you need to say that you're going after Derek and Kayla. And Ryan is like, no, their votes. They promised me their vote. I can't say I'm going after them. She's like, they're not voting for you, dude. It's not happening. They're planning on blindsiding you. You need to say that you're going after them because that's what people want to hear. And so he's like, all right, I get you. And she also hints that that Allie and Liv are not to be trusted either, that they're also planning on voting him out, basically telling him the truth, telling him what's really happening here. Maddie seems to know. Ryan doesn't seem to know. Entirely, at least. And we'll talk later about how Paris also seems to have a wildly weird view of the house right now. Maddie coaching up Ryan here.
Yeah, I feel like Ryan was kind of in a sort of delusional state of like, oh, I have the votes. I think I'll be okay. And Maddie's like, no, not quite. And kind of, letting him in and kind of pushing him to tell him, like, vocalize, start talking more game with more people. Kind of see where it can get him.
Yes, so we're going to see the result of that coaching a little bit later on. Paris and Will have a bit of a fight again, as they tend to do. Will has heard that Paris has been telling people he's throwing competitions, and he confronts her about it. And she says, what? No,
Me? No, never.
Of course not. What are you talking? I can't believe you're questioning me. Oh my God, Will, I hate you. So they get into a fight. This is like an off and on fight for like half the day. But I'm going to condense it all into one bit here. She eventually says she heard that he's throwing competitions. She heard that from Derek. And Will is like, well, that's not where I heard it from. So that's even more concerning. He eventually tells her, I heard that you were saying it from Maddie. And Paris, Maddie.
How dare she? Oh my God.
At two, Maddie, at two. So Paris is pissed at Maddie. Mm-hmm. She is like, I cannot believe that you think you can trust people after all of the times that I have stuck up for throwing Maddie under the bus. I cannot believe she did it to me once. She's very, very upset about it. That's gonna take her on a journey throughout the day until she realizes, actually, I probably need her in the game.
A long ranting journey throughout the day.
Yeah. Johnny ends up not using the veto here. And Ryan follows Maddie's advice and he goes to Erica and he tells her he's after the showmans and pairs, and he's not going after her. And Erica's like, she's feeling it. She's feeling good about this conversation. Maddie coached him well. She can't do it herself, but she can coach it well.
Right. Exactly. Can't do it herself, but it's fine.
Yes. she is essentially, it's weird because Ryan is supposed to be the coach. And,
right, because he's the top 10 Big Brother player of all time.
How many hours do you think you've watched Big Brother?
More than 800.
So you should also, you and Maddie can tag team be Ryan's coach. You're like, yeah. Look, Ryan, we've watched for far more than 800 hours. Right. We know the drill here.
Right.
You should be listening to us.
Right.
Yes.
The edits that you see on the aired shows, but none of my business.
So Paris and Allie have a conversation. Paris is still reaming from this Maddie revelation. And she's telling her, Maddie is sketchy. I want Maddie out. And Allie is, her eyes light up. She's like, yes.
Yes.
Like that's a good plan. That's a good plan. Oh, good girl. she's very excited about the prospect of, oh yeah, we'll save Dayla for later. We'll save them for the triple and Maddie can go next. That's great. That's a great plan. Allie loves that.
Oh yeah. She's all over it. Got another number to do this. Like she is ready. She's hyped.
Yes. that's got the idea in Allie's head. Oh, this is great. I'm gonna run with this. Then Erica talks with Johnny, Olivia, and Allie. She drops the bomb. Will told me some information. Ryan campaigned to me. I'm feeling like I want Ryan in the house. I'm feeling like I'm back on the evict Marin train. Will and Johnny, their work, and Maddie to some extent, and they all sort of talked about this beforehand. Johnny, the one this time, very behind the scenes. Erica does not know about his involvement. And it's mostly falling on Will's shoulders, but, the work seems to have worked. Erica is now on board with evicting Marin instead of Ryan. And Olivia is like, that makes sense. You know, if that's how you feel, that I'm fine with that. This time it's Allie who is like, no, but wait a minute. That wasn't the plan. Hold on.
That's not what I wanted.
Yes. Basically exactly where Johnny was a couple of weeks ago with Veronica, only this time Allie is already on the outs a little bit. She got caught with a couple of things and her reluctance here is not the greatest look. Not the greatest look for Allie.
Right. Like now's not the time for her to try to go against the alliance and make them angry. Like she should have just kind of went with it and dealt with it, but
yeah, I mean, like I said, I think Johnny has learned from his mistakes. And what happened when they told him that Ryan was going to leave is he was like, okay, yeah, if the group wants that, that's fine. And then he went and secretly talked with Johnny and Maddie, and they kind of like made a plan. And then he talked with Will and Maddie, and then Will went and followed up with that plan, made it, put it into action, and then things changed, and Johnny got to look like the loyal soldier that was like, oh, we're switching back? Oh, well, I'm fine with that.
Right, like, perfect.
Yes. So that's what Liv is doing too, where Olivia's like, oh, if you feel like you want to send Marin out, then I'm cool with that too. And of course Liv is still on board for evicting Ryan if that's if that's possible. But to Erica's face in the group setting, she is saying, oh yeah, we'll do that. And then going and making the plan. Whereas Allie's sort of showing her cards, and she is going to come up with a plan, but we're just going to have to see how it works. We're going to see how well it works, because we don't know yet. We don't know yet. Still up in the air.
Mystery.
So that was basically that conversation. And then we have Allie and Liv are now like, oh crap, Ryan might be staying. Oh man, we got to talk to him. So they have a conversation with Ryan, and they just try to clear the air. He's apologizing for like, I'm sorry, I was coming after you after the double because I was kind of mad that you put me on the block, but I don't feel that way anymore. I have bigger targets. I want to work with you. And they're like, oh yeah. That's the both sides here are just going through the motions. Neither of them care or believe in this conversation at all.
Right. It's just like a conversation of BSing each other, like, oh yeah, I'm sorry, like, my bad, I'm loyal, I promise. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And it's just like, why?
Yeah,
it's none of this is real.
We've been informed that despite our efforts, you are in fact staying in the house, so we're theoretically supposed to be good with you because we know that you're staying now. It's better than at least they're making the effort. Which a lot of people don't do. But there wasn't like a whole lot of energy put into this conversation. No. Meanwhile, Paris, who just yesterday was complaining about the fact that she was informed Ryan was going to leave. She was like, no, I don't want that. I want Ryan in the house. I can't believe I'm losing all of my allies. Now today, she has subsequently found out that Ryan is now going to stay. And she's like, oh, but wait a minute. I was sort of changing my mind, and I kind of want Ryan to go now. Her mind is just changing. She has a conversation with Ryan where Ryan is basically like, yeah, I kind of want to take a shot at Dayla. And she's like, oh, but I wanted him to take a shot at Liv and Allie. No. And she's complaining to the cameras all day long.
Pretty much. She just like throws all of her allies. I feel like she complained about all of her allies all day, just different ones, different times. And I'm just like, girl, what are you doing? Like, you gotta take what you can get.
Yeah, pretty much. She really wants to, I don't know what she wants.
She's
constantly changing her mind. And I don't really understand why this, like, Ryan staying would be great for her.
Exactly. I don't understand it.
And she has a really, really bad read on Derek and Kayla. She thinks that they're going after Liv and Allie, which like, even Ryan could tell her that's not happening. But she thinks that she's whipped them up into a frenzy about them. It's like, no, girl, they're whipped up into a frenzy about you. So Paris is talking to Ryan. She's trying to tell him that, like, hey, Dayla, they're not the ones that came up with the plan to blindside you, just so you know. And Ryan is like, oh, so it's Liv and Allie. And she's like, yes, they were planning to blindside you. And he's like, well, that's unfortunate. My target is still probably Dayla, though, right now. She's like, oh, yeah, you know, you could target Dayla, but also Liv and Allie. And he was like, eh. I mean, they're targets, but I'd probably still go with Dela first. And it's like, you know, throw Paris a bone, I guess, Ryan, but right. he needs to stick to Maddie was just telling him that he needs to be saying he's targeting Dela, because that's what Will wants. That's what Maddie wants. That's what Johnny wants. Paris just randomly doesn't want that because she doesn't realize what's good for her game.
Mm-hmm.
And this could lead to something here, because if you're looking at the votes, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have let's briefly talk about the conversation Kayla has with Allie. Allie lets Kayla know things are shifting, that Ryan might be staying in the house. Kayla's like, I don't like that at all. I want Ryan gone. And they basically decide, like, oh, you know, Erica doesn't care who we vote for. She always is saying that she doesn't want to, you know, strong arm people. And I think Kayla's mostly fine with that. She doesn't have that much of a vested interest. She just said that if it's a tie, she's going to save Ryan now. So Kayla's like, well, we've got four votes. We've got me, Derek, you, and Olivia. So that's four votes. We just need one more for five. And so now that Paris has again switched where she wants this to go, theoretically, if she decides to vote against Will, Maddie, and Johnny, she could be the fifth vote to evict Ryan all on her own, if that's where she wants to go, which would be pretty crazy.
Yeah, voting out an ally while going against the rest of your allies to vote with people who you think are your allies is great.
Yeah, it's some weird stuff here. Yeah,
very.
And meanwhile, like, Allie and Liv or Allie in particular is so gung-ho about keeping Derek and Kayla in the game. And Derek and Kayla are talking about, like, yeah, we want to work with Johnny. And Johnny is like, I need to get Derek and Kayla.
Right. Oh, gosh.
They're just all over the place here. I mean, at least with Johnny, like, Johnny understands at this point that he's been gunning for them for so long. Even if they want to work with him now, if he ever actually does, people are going to reveal that, hey, Johnny's been gunning for you forever. You shouldn't trust him.
Right.
But it's all over the place. It's a big mess in this house.
Yes.
So we had Allie then, Allie, when she was talking to Kayla, you know, they were like, what can we do? And they essentially came up with the same plan that Will came up with. Like, because that's what, like, the first plan was, let's switch Erica to wanting Ryan out. Let's talk to him. Let's get him to be arrogant. Then we'll reveal it, blah, blah, blah. And then Will did the same thing with Marin. And now there, Allie wants to again flip Erica by being like, okay, let's talk to Marin. Let's get him to say the right things, in the same way that Maddie coached up Ryan, and we'll tell Erica that Ryan is coming after them, that he's lying and that Marin is not. And, this is like Vietnam or something, like, the two superpowers on both sides, like, sending in, fighting a proxy war here with Marin and Ryan.
Right. It's like, they're doing the exact same thing. Just who can do it better, I guess, is the ultimate question.
Yeah. So Allie talks to Ryan and she coaches him up. She says, look, hey, go in there, talk about Paris, say you're not coming after her, say you're not going after, not working with Dela, because people are concerned that you're working with Dela. Marin is like, okay. Sure.
Just super chill, like, okay. I'm good. Okay.
And so he goes and he does exactly that. He has that basically that exact conversation. He says, like, look, there are pears in this house, and something about pears, and, like, I'm not coming after you. I don't know if you heard that, but I'm definitely not. And I also don't know if you heard that I'm working with Dela, but definitely not doing that either. And Erica's like, yeah, I was kind of worried that you were, because you were, like, hanging out with them so much. And he's like, yeah, you know, they're fun to hang out with, but it's not like I'd want to work with them strategically, which I thought was the wrong way to deny that you're working with them. Like, mm-hmm. to say, like, yeah, I like them personally, but I want to cut them. It's like, that doesn't ring true to me.
Right. Like, do you really want to cut them? Because then who would you hang out with? Like, eh.
Exactly. I feel like the path to take here is they hung out with me last night and I saw right through them that they just like want to pick me up as an expendable number. Mm-hmm. And I am not about that. Like, they are so fake. I want them out. That is how you convince her that you're not working with them, to be like, no, they're great people and I love hanging out with them. And there's no reason I wouldn't work with them other than me saying right now that I'm not, I promise.
Exactly. Right. Just because yes. I'm saying it right now means it's not true. So it's yeah. Fine.
But he is still saying the right, he's hitting the right notes that Allie gave for him. And Erica, although she usually says things along these lines, is like, you know, this was great campaigning from you, Marin, which, you know, to be fair, isn't saying that much. Right. But, because it wasn't really Marin campaigning. It was Allie.
It was Allie. Pulling the puppet strings from behind.
Yes. And so then Allie goes in, follows up, and she's, you know, she's saying, I think Ryan should go. And Erica's like, yeah, you know, Marin did campaign to me really well. I feel like maybe he isn't coming after me, but Will told me he's coming after me. And they kind of start to, Allie kind of starts to get Erica to question Will's motivation here. Does Will just want Ryan to stay so he'll go after Derek and Kayla because he's worried that Derek and Kayla are going after him? It's like, yeah, that's pretty much it. So Allie's pushing and pushing. The problem here is, again, that I think that Erica sort of sees through Allie here. And if this was Liv, if this was Kayla, if this was really anyone else, I think this would be more effective. But Erica, I think, is primed to not really trust what Allie has to say. She's been sketched out by Allie. We saw that in the episodes. We've continued to see that throughout the week. And I thought during this conversation that Erica had switched over, that Erica was like, oh yeah, all right, well, yeah, we're gonna get Ryan out again. Like, I'm on board with that. But then, you know, just out of nowhere, she was kind of like, but I do think that if we save Ryan, he'll be grateful. So it was like, oh, this is not landing. This just doesn't seem like it's landing. I do think that, you know, her eyes have been opened a little bit, that maybe Will was trying to manipulate her and maybe Marin is not coming after her. But at the same time, she wasn't quite ready to fully jump on board the save Ryan train again, or evict Ryan train again, because I think it was Allie that was the one coming to her about this plan. And also, Allie is just so gung-ho about keeping Derek and Kayla in the game. She's like, she's so aggressive about it. And I think it's really off-putting to people like Erica.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, that she's just so... like needing to keep them in the game for, like, to other people probably looks super sketchy and super weird, which it does. And for her wanting to keep them in the game can be super unattractive for someone to want to proceed to work with her and kind of do what she wants to do.
Yeah. And to the point where Allie was like, okay, we'll get out Ryan this week, then Maddie next week, then Marin, and then Derek and Kayla. And Erica was like, maybe, but we could do like Marin this week, Derek and Kayla next week. And then like, you know, Ryan or something like that. And Allie was like, yeah, but no, I think Maddie next. And they were, why Maddie? Oh, well, even Paris wants Maddie out. So that's going to work perfectly. So we'll do Maddie next. Then Marin, then Derek and Kayla. We'll save them for the triple eviction. And I think at this point, Erica has been convinced by Johnny that we can't wait for Derek and Kayla that long. If they win, if there is a triple and they win the triple eviction or survive it, then they are like locked into the final whatever as a duo, and that's super dangerous. And also, I think it's becoming clear that Allie and Olivia are trying to work extra close to Derek and Kayla and maybe cut Johnny and Erica for them, which is in fact true. So obviously Erica doesn't want that, and trying to make a 4-week plan, you know, 5 weeks in, where Derek and Kayla are at the end of the 4-week plan. It's like, there's no way Eric is gonna buy into this.
No, anyone in their right mind would not want to keep one of the stronger duos in the house until 4 weeks down the line. Like, that's just completely ridiculous. And Eric is right. Like, they shouldn't be doing that just to obviously benefit Ellie's game.
Yes. So I do think that Erica is still sort of thinking about this. For the most part, though, it does seem like Ryan will be staying and Marin will be going. Johnny, Will, and Maddie seem to have gotten their way. But again, we still have the Paris complication. We still have the fact that Allie is pushing that Ryan is bad, and that, you know, a lot of things can still change. This is looking like it's going to be either a 4-4 vote or a 3-5 vote. And you know, I think it's going to continue to go back and forth. I think it could be a close vote. It could sort of just, you know, become almost unanimous by the end. But either way, this is a battle.
Yeah. I'm interested to see like which side ends up winning.
Yes, very interesting. And it's funny because I don't think it matters at all.
It'd be different if it was like two really great players on the block, but it's not. It's just like toss up of, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And like, even if one side thinks that they have one of these guys, they have no loyalty. Marin has no loyalty to Dayla or Allie and Liv. No matter who saves him, he doesn't care. He was loyal to Hamza. He doesn't feel close to any of these people. And the same thing goes with Ryan. Like, for Ryan, like, Ryan just, like, these people just, they have targets, but they could easily be swayed from those targets. And, you know, it's just, it really, really doesn't matter who goes on. But this is why I love this cast, why I love the season. They care about every minor advantage and they want to play for everything, and they're constantly changing their minds based on the new state of the house. It's all interesting stuff, Jen.
All right, I've really enjoyed getting to see these people actually play the game. It's so refreshing.
Yeah. It is. It very much is. You know, again, like, Will has a conversation again with Paris toward the end of the day, where they're talking about, Will is like, I don't think we can throw comps anymore. I think that we have to go after Derek and Kayla. We have to make sure that Derek and Kayla get put up on the block. And Paris is like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's fine to let Derek and Kayla win in HOH just because they're going after Liv and Allie, and that would be great. That would be fine. And it's just like, no,
right.
No, that's not okay. What you're doing.
Right.
Paris, if you convince Will to throw an HOH to Derek and Kayla, Will probably goes home.
Right.
And you continue your record of sending your allies out the door. Like, wow, Paris, I don't know what got into Paris's drink yesterday, but like,
I don't either. What's
going on?
I heard that and I was like, sis, no, what are you doing? Like, stop.
It's crazy. So that's the house continuing to shift around, continuing to be this sort of push and pull and this vote. Even a boring should be a boring vote between these two inconsequential players is leading to an entertaining week that the edit still has trouble portraying.
Correct. Yet to be shown.
Yes. So that's all we've got for you this morning. We will be live tonight, a little bit later than usual, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, for the LFC Roundtable podcast, where we will be discussing the week as a whole and updating our stock watch and, you know, yelling at Brent and all that good stuff. Yes, very fun, very fun. All right, so tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern, I'll be back to update you on the live feeds for Big Brother Canada 6. And then Thursday night, I will be live after the eviction episode to talk to you about everything that went down during that and previewing the next week and all of that good stuff as well. Make sure you check out the Taran show this week. I spoke with the man behind the scenes, Scott St. Pierre, about all the scenes that are behind.
All of the things.
Yeah. He does a lot of editing and producing work for Rob as a Podcast. So talked a lot about that and some fun stuff there. So make sure you check it out. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on the dedicated Big Brother feed on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Reality TV Rehapups feed. You can follow me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Jen, where can people find you?
At JRenee_BB, I think. Sounds right.
When you can't remember your own Twitter handle, I think it's time to change.
Probably.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll see you next time.